Hey guys, welcome back to another episode of the Curious Duo podcast. First and foremost, happy new year. We hope 2023, it is a year of so many blessings and so many good things. And we just hope that it is a kind year to you all. And before we proceed, we know we have been away. Yes?
Yes, we do.
We acknowledge that. But us being away, it was for the good because we have some amazing content in store for you that we hope that you're going to enjoy and learn a thing or two from them. Yes, so we're so excited to be back.
Yes, we're very excited. And part of our excitement is that in today's episode, for the first time, we're going to say our names.
Yes, us saying our names is, it is as per your request. Some people were like, you should reveal yourselves. We should know the people who are giving us these gems. You know what I'm saying?
L-O-L. Okay. LOL.
No, but it is true. We are dropping gems.
Yeah. Amen, sis. Amen.
Yeah, so without further ado, my name is Audrey. I am one of the hosts of the Curious Duo podcast.
And my name is Jessie, and I'm the other host of the Curious Duo.
So this was easy.
It was easy.
Yeah. So in today's episode, it's fresh. We're fresh into the new year. We hoped that we are going to share some of the things that we are unlearning. Yes. And we hope that these are going to carry us through the new year. So I'm going to go first. The number one thing I am unlearning is that we have similar parts. Most of the times we tend to, it is a pressure we put on ourselves that when we start thinking that we are on the same journey, each and every person have their own journey in this life. Just because something is happening for your friend, for my friend, doesn't necessarily mean that it is the right time for me as well to happen.
Yeah.
So that is one thing I am unlearning. And it also helps me to be kinder to myself, to acknowledge that I am on a journey that is different from my other peers or anyone else.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That is absolutely right, because sometimes we look at these people and are like, we're the same age. They've achieved A, B, C, D. I'm just at, you know, starting the alphabet. And you put yourself under unnecessary pressure. So, like, knowing that every one of us has their own timing, they have their own journey, it really helps. The thing I am unlearning this year is this notion of, it's always about me.
Oh,
and yes. I'm bringing this in the context of relationships, because in a relationship it could be two people, or it's a group relationship where maybe you have a crew or you have friends, you hang out all the time, and someone they start acting differently, or something is happening to them. And you make it about you.
Yes.
And if they're not maybe texting you the way they used to, you make it about you. They don't like me anymore. Yeah. What did I do? What have I done? Or if there's something they're going to do which is not including you, you make it, why am I not included? She should have included me. So the one thing I'm really unlearning is that it's not always about me.
Yeah.
You know, as Audrey said in the first point of, we all have different journeys. We do have chapters that we share as friends in this life.
Yeah.
But I have my individual chapters.
You know? Yeah.
And you have yours. And knowing that if I'm not included in that, you know, it could be a joy that I'm not included in. It could be a pain that I'm not included in.
Yes.
Because when you love somebody, you want to share their joys and their pains. You want to go with them through that. And sometimes they want to do it alone.
Yes, you know. That, yeah.
And them choosing that, I want to go through this alone.
Mm.
I'm not dismissing you as my friend.
Mm.
I'm not dismissing your kindness.
Yeah.
I'm not dismissing your listening ear.
True.
In this very chapter of my life, the way it's written, I have to do it alone.
Yeah.
And me knowing that my friend, they know I'm there. They know that if they call me, if they need me, if they just want to hang out, they know I'm there.
Yeah.
So if they're not doing it, it's not about me.
Mm.
You know, it's not that I messed up. It's not that I'm not a good friend anymore.
Mm.
Maybe it's about something completely different.
Yeah. Most of the time it is.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because sometimes it just reminded me that sometimes this is always in a way of when someone is behaving in a different
yes,
way.
Yes.
And then you start making it about you.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
First of all, you're not giving room the other person or the other people the room to explain themselves. Mm-hmm. All of a sudden you're like, okay, so he didn't text me or she didn't text me. What did I do?
Yeah.
Why is it you?
Exactly.
You know?
Exactly.
So let's be
let's
not always make stuff about us.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's not about us.
Another thing I am unlearning is that I am responsible for everyone's happiness. Oh, darling, you're not. You know?
Oh, man, that's a good one.
Yeah, you're not, because I am, me as Audrey, I'm responsible for my own happiness.
Mm-hmm.
You know? If I want to include you, I will, but I'm not going to put that pressure on you to make me happy, you know, because that is an impossible expectation, right?
Yeah, it's a selfish expectation, but also, like, this point speaks to me in a way, because it's something I struggled with a lot.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, I've always thought that I have to make sure everyone around me is happy.
Mm.
You know, I have to make sure everyone around me feels valued, feels important.
Mm.
And all in that circumstances or those situations, I could go home.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I made sure, like, everyone is laughing, everyone is having a good time. But when I go home, I am exhausted.
You're drained.
I am mentally, emotionally drained.
Yeah.
You know, and as everyone was being happier, I was becoming more miserable, you know. And I feel like I have to carry this weight of everyone's happiness.
Mm.
And I took it as a personal failure if someone is not happy around me.
Yeah.
You know, and I am unlearning this because it is not the right thing to do.
No.
I can contribute to your happiness.
Yes.
And I believe that as a person who love other people, you should contribute to their happiness, you know?
Mm.
You should not just care about yourself.
Mm.
That is being selfish.
Yeah. Mm.
But contributing is not the synonym of being responsible of something.
True.
You know, I will contribute to your happiness. I will remember your birthday.
Mm.
I will celebrate you. I will encourage you. I will contribute to making you happy, but in the realm of the possible.
That, in the realm of the possible.
If it is not, niba bitari kunshobokera, I'm not going to kill myself over that.
Yeah.
But in the realm of the possible, I'm going to do it, and I will do it gladly.
Mm.
But it is not my responsibility. I'm not going to carry that weight of your happiness.
Mm.
You are responsible for your own happiness, but you have people around you who contribute to that.
Yeah. Wow, that's really good.
Mm-hmm.
So it is always important to create your own happiness.
Yeah, yeah. You are responsible for your happiness.
Like, create moments and things to do that that makes you happy, mm-hmm. rather than waiting for other people to do for you, because that is not a safe space to be in.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Another thing that I am unlearning is mm-hmm. that doing the same thing over and over, and I expect different results, you know? And that is so... I mean, when we're doing it, you're actually not thinking about it. Mm-hmm. But when you spend some time with each other, you're like, okay, so I keep saying that I want this.
Mm-hmm.
But for some reason, I do this, mm-hmm. and I expect these results.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not going to happen.
Yeah.
And I want to challenge each one of our listeners, mm-hmm. Everyone basically out there,
mm-hmm.
to... We're so fresh in the new year. Mm-hmm. Do something different this year, mm-hmm. and see how it might be. Start showing up at work on time.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to realize, like, I'm just saying that do something small different,
mm-hmm.
and see how huge of an improvement it's going to contribute on your life.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. I like to think that most of the times when you're doing something over and expect different results,
mm-hmm.
it is, you're not realizing it, but low-key,
mm-hmm.
like, it's I don't want to use the word I want to use the word self-sabotage, mm-hmm. for the mm-hmm. lack of a better word, but let's do ourselves a favor this year and do something different.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm.
The number five thing, mm. the fifth thing we're unlearning this year, is thinking that losing people is the end of the world.
It is not.
Okay, you just concluded this whole thing. But guys, on a very serious note,
mm.
losing people is crazy.
It is.
Let's admit it. Birababaza.
Nukuri
birababaza.
Nukuri.
Birababaza. And because when you have someone in your life,
mm-hmm.
they have a part of you, right?
Yeah.
And mm-hmm. you have a part of them.
Mm.
And when you lose that person,
mm.
you are losing a part of you.
Yes.
And it's one of the scariest things ever.
True.
But as we said at the beginning,
mm.
each one of us has their own journey.
Yeah.
And sometimes our journeys zibazegeranye ukagira ngo nimwe ariko n'uduhanda duturanye. Sibyo? Duturanye. No, her come at you came hand by eating with you, me hand.
Now, gumbies and no could no to see through it.
Oh my god, anyway. So, imagine like visualize this. You have each one has their own road, right?
Yeah.
And then you reach Murutu to see through. No, you turn to Canada.
Now, gumbi.
How did you get your license? Anyways, and then those roads, you know, like one maybe goes, they diverge, right?
Yeah.
Mm. That's the word, they diverge.
Mm.
They are just following their own paths.
Yeah, yeah.
It is not the end of the world.
Mm.
Sometimes somebody comes in your life for a purpose.
True.
Once they fulfill that purpose, they go.
No
komeza kumukeeping. You're gonna turn something which was really beautiful into something really bad.
Yeah.
Because their time in your life has expired. So you always fighting to keep them.
Mm.
Like,
yeah. Cherish the now. Cherish what you have. And when it's time for them to go.
Yeah.
Let them go.
And deep in your heart, you know.
Mm.
Deep in your heart, you know, like, maybe like ntago bikiri kugenda uko byagendaga, niba nta kintu kibi wakoze, because we want to underline this, you're not going to start treating people bad ngo their time has expired in your life.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
Treat people right be the good friend, be the good colleague, be the good person.
Mm.
But if, regardless of all that, they still leave, remember, it's not about you.
Yeah.
It's not about you. Mm. If they're leaving, it's not about you.
Mm.
They're leaving because they're going to go on to something different.
It's what's best for them.
It's what's best for them.
Yeah.
And you staying, it's what's best for you.
Mm.
Right? So, yeah. That was the last thing we wanted to share that we are unlearning this year.
Yeah. And before we leave, we want to ask you guys to also share some of the things you're unlearning in the comment section. Yeah.
Thank you so much for staying with us. We hope you enjoyed this episode. Don't forget to follow us on our IG page, The Curious Duo, because that's where we share our updates.
Yes.
And share this episode with your friends.
Yeah. See y'all.
Bye.